Southeast Radio's Morning Mix. Southeast
Radio. Ben Portsmouth, he recreates the man they call the King.
We're caught in a trap. I can't walk out now because I love you too much, baby. Oh, 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 why can't you see what you're doing to me? Well, you don't believe a word I'm saying. We can't go on together. We're suspicious minds.
We're suspicious minds.
Suspicious minds. So when an old friend I know stops by to say hello, will I still see suspicion in your eyes? Here we go again, asking where I've been. You can see tears of real I'm crying. We're suspicious minds.
We're suspicious minds.
And we can build our dreams on suspicious minds. All in a rush of mine. Oh, dry the tears from your eyes. Let's not let a good thing die. No, cause I no, I'd never like you. Maybe just a little bit. We're caught in a trap. I can't walk out now because I love you too much, baby.
Love you too much, baby.
Oh, 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 I can't see what you're doing to me. Well, you don't believe the word I'm saying.
Love you too much.
Well, don't you know I'm caught in a trap. I can't walk out because I love you too much, baby.
Love you too much.
Well, don't you know I'm caught in a trap. Well, don't you know I'm caught in a trap. I can't walk out now because I love you too much, baby.
Love you too much, baby.
Well, don't you know I'm caught in a trap.
Yeah, that was mighty.
Yep.
Sorry, Ben, I almost cut your big finish there. How are you doing, Ben?
Yeah, very well, thank you, Alan. Yeah, all good.
All good. You are on your way to the Opera House in Wexford on the 18th of April, which is not too far away. Here we are. So it's 8 days away. That's when you'll be here. Yeah. Looking forward to revisiting the National Opera House, are you, Ben?
I am. I'm trying to lose some weight, so I'm getting to my jumpsuits.
Ah, you don't have to lose weight if you play. It depends what period of Elvis you're going to focus on. Is it the latter period or the lean rock and roll years? What, is it all areas?
Yeah, I mean, I do. The show takes you through all the eras, yeah, from, you know, the Sun Studios rock and roll, some of the movie songs, 68 comeback, and then the second half is 70s concert. You know, I prefer the 70s, if I'm honest.
Okay, we had a bit of an interruption there. Not to worry, we'll come back to you in just a second. I don't know what happened there, but we had voices coming in, Ben. We had voices.
It's the Russians, isn't it? It's the Russians.
Ben Portsmouth, you are reckoned to be one of the world-renowned Elvis tribute artists right up there. Has it taken you to Vegas on your travels as a matter of interest?
Who's reckoning? That's what I want to know. It has indeed. I've played on the same stage as Elvis twice in Las Vegas. It was incredible.
What was that like? Yeah. Is this the stage that is featured in the movie?
Yeah.
The movie that we saw recently, they showed the Vegas years, didn't they?
They did, yeah. It changed hands a few times, names. I think it's the Westgate now. It's a fantastic experience. They changed it around a lot. They've modernized it, changed the kind of booth seating, which is a shame, but obviously they want to get more seats in there and make more money. But it was a fantastic experience.
You haven't come on air empty-handed because we've three pairs of tickets to give away. You're appearing at the National Opera House on the 18th of April. I'm trying to think. That's Friday week, isn't it? It's not this Friday. It's Friday week.
Friday or Thursday?
Right. Okay. Yeah. Thursday or Friday? Is it? It's a Thursday.
I'll tell you what. Yeah. I should know this.
Yeah. It's a Thursday. Yeah. You were right. Yeah, I was wrong, Ben.
It is a Thursday, isn't it?
Thursday, the 18th of April. And we just want people to text in the word Graceland to me, please. Text in the word Graceland to me, please. Or WhatsApp us on 087-373-7956. And you could be one of the lucky winners on your way to see Ben pay tribute to the King Elvis Presley. So talk to me a little bit about how this concert unfolds then. Where does it start from and where do you bring us to?
Well, it will probably start down at the... they do a really good fish pie down in the High Street. No, I'm only joking. It will start with the 50s.
Yeah.
I go for all the eras. 50s. I will do some of the movie... songs generally like from the GI movie GI Blues, and then I finish off the first set with like the 68 comeback where he wore the leather outfit. Then there's an interval, then the second half is the climax of his career, the 70s, the Vegas years.
What did you make of the movie, Ben? Did you see it?
Do you want me to give an American answer or an honest answer?
I want an honest answer.
I didn't like it.
Why did you not like it?
I don't know. I mean, no one can fill Elvis's shoes, and I just, for me, the guy just wasn't convinced it was Elvis. I kind of like the Colonel's perspective on that side of it.
Tom Hanks.
I just thought the whole thing was cheap. Like, it just came across really cheap, like another cheap Elvis movie, Right. I don't think it done him justice whatsoever.
Did you ever get the chance to meet him? You say you took the same stage as him, but did you ever meet him?
No, I was born in 79, so...
Yeah, he was gone.
I missed out there.
Yeah. But I know the legendary Brendan Boyer did meet him, and he said he described him as being an absolute gentleman. And Brendan met him on several occasions. So, obviously, you've had to research him and study him. How complicated a character was he, Ben? To get this portrayal on stage, you have to know the man you're portraying, don't you?
I mean, I'm still learning, you never stop. But, I kind of feel like I had, some sort of parallels with his life and what have you. Like you said, he was a gentleman. He was a southern dude, old school values. I kind of feel I'm a little bit the same. I'm a southern boy, I like all the obvious things. There's definitely parallels between the two. And, you just grow. You learn more about the person and how much you like them. And at the end of the day, he just came from nothing. He just had raw talent in his voice, and he had these amazing songs that he got to sing. And I think only he could really have done them that good.
Yeah, I mean, to go out and portray him on stage, do you have to get permission from the Elvis Empire to do that, or?
No, that's the good thing about it. They can't make any money out of me because Elvis didn't write his own songs. Elvis Presley Enterprises is just run by a company in America now, just trying to make money. Like, I suppose we all are, they can't make any money out of me because Elvis didn't write his songs.
All right, look.
Which is handy.
It is handy, but you have obviously had an incredible career. sort of paying tribute to him, that has seen you at one stage be voted the number one Elvis impersonator in the world. What a title. What an honour.
It was, yeah. I mean, it evolves around a competition which is held in Memphis, Tennessee, which I was really fortunate enough to win, and that got me onto the David Letterman show in America, which was a really fantastic opportunity. You know, at the end of the day, all you can do is do what you do and hope people like it. I mean, you know, you put the name Elvis up in a theatre and you generally get an audience. So,
well,
all credit to him, really.
We've told him it's the 18th of this month, which is Thursday. It's tomorrow week. You have been told you can still enter and try and win the pairs of tickets we have here. We have three pairs to give away. We're just asking you to text in the word Graceland to 087-3737956. Final question for you, Ben, is what do you think it is about Elvis that continues to captivate audiences worldwide, even decades after his passing?
Yeah, well, that's what I was saying is, you know, you can put the name Elvis up in a theatre and you're always going to be guaranteed an audience. I think he really crosses over the generations. You know, you have like the grandma that was there originally, the daughter, and then the granddaughters. And, you know, for men as well, you know, both sexes. And just, you know, the music was so good. And his voice, and obviously the more you get to know about the actual person, is very likable. You know, obviously we all had our demons and what have you. Unfortunately, you know, he got on the drugs, what have you.
Yeah.
But, you know, it was just so bloody good, like a cup of tea, you know. It's never going to go.
Good to talk to you, Ben. Safe trip to Wexford. Enjoy it.
Yeah, looking forward to it. Thank you, Alan.
You're going to have a bumper crowd there. What an opportunity for Elvis fans to once again reminisce and recreate the wonder of the King.
Southeast Radio's Morning Mix.